You've probably heard that saying that when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Great saying, great theory. But let's be honest, when the going gets tough all too often, we grind to a halt. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. And in particular, when the going gets tough, we're so often tempted to do the wrong thing. There's a reason for that. The Bible tells us that the devil is prowling around like a roaring lion, waiting for someone to devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. He always waits until we're at our weakest before he pounces, at which point, boom, the grind of life turns into a grind of guilt. So what do you do with that? Acts chapter 10, verses 22 to 24. But now I must obey the Spirit and go to Jerusalem. I don't know what'll happen to me there. I know only that in every city the Holy Spirit tells me that troubles and even jail await for me. I don't care about my own life. The most important thing is that I finish my work. I want to finish the work that the Lord Jesus gave me to do, to tell people the good news about God's grace. Now, the Apostle Paul, who wrote that, was the first to admit that he'd made so many mistakes amidst the very tough life that God had called him to. But more than perhaps any other biblical writer, Paul knew about, he relied upon, he leant into, he imposed upon God's grace. And it's that grace that he was driven to proclaim across the known world, even though ultimately it would cost him his life. We each have that choice to make, the grind of guilt or the race of grace. That's God's word fresh for you today. And the more we impose on the grace of God, the more we experience the vibrant newness of life that Jesus died and rose again to give us. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called The Grace Transformation. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.